Day three of our Senior Bowl coverage here at Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile, Alabama. I am Alex Smith alongside Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. Tony, we have a full team drill going on right now. We focused on the secondary before. We've looked at the guys up front. So let's look at some of the linebackers out there right now. How about number 49, Kyler Fackrell, is really an interesting prospect.
You know, he's a guy that we looked at in our preview. We talked about him, and now there's buzz. He may end up in the late part of round one. You look at him, he's an opposing figure. I think a little bit out of place here in a 4-3. He's more of a prototypical 3-4 linebacker, but he's got a great body type. He's very athletic. You see how big he is. He breaks down well. You see the good change of direction. The play went around, went away from him, but he's able to quickly change direction without gathering himself or losing a lot of momentum. So he's got the athleticism. It's just developing into a complete linebacker.
How high has his stock raised, even just in the couple days that he's been here? Like you said, first round, possibly a first round guy.
Yeah, and I think it's probably going to end up in the early part of round two. But that shouldn't surprise people, because after his sophomore season, I had projected him as a first round pick. He then had an injury, was a little bit slow returning from the knee injury, which kept him on the sidelines in 2014. But he's got that potential. You see him break down there, uses his hands to protect himself, basically played off the block of Jason Spriggs of Indiana, who's had a huge week. You see the quickness and just the size. So I think what teams see is just an abundant amount of potential in his game.
Yeah, and that was a great stick in the backfield there. I think it was K.J. Dillon, the safety, who came up there and made a really nice play. We have a new group of players in there right now. So let's try to, again, let's focus on some of the linebackers here. How about Nick Kwiatkowski from West Virginia out there, number 35, the man in the middle?
Yeah, he's small. He doesn't have great stature, but he plays big. He fires around the field. He's very quick. He goes sideline to sideline. The problem for him is going to be those mismatches in coverage against tight ends. You see him there try and get a jam in on Braxton Miller to try and slow Braxton Miller up. No one's been able to do that this week. But Kwiatkowski, I mean, he's quick. He's a good athlete. I think the only problem is he's a scheme-specific player. Because of his size, he's not going to be a linebacker for every team.
And another guy who's out there is Joe Schobert from Wisconsin, number 58. What does he bring to the table as a linebacker?
Very active, smart, and instinctive. I mean, he was a guy who was not even rated by scouts coming into the year, but had a very good season. We see him lining up basically at the middle linebacker spot right there. You got to like the way he bends his knees. He stays with the assignments. He reads the play, moves well. His back pedal is pretty fluid. It keeps the action in front of him. You know, you don't want to be biting on the play action passes of the ball fakes and getting caught out of position. He doesn't do that. He plays intelligent football.
Looks like we have Braxton Miller a little bit slow to get up there, number one. See him kind of hobbling a little bit, getting back, going over to talk to the trainers. He's had an absolutely incredible week. You don't like to see anything like that.
No, you don't. Looks like his shoe came off as part of the problem, but he definitely is hobbling. It looks like a lower leg injury on the right side there.
Again, we're doing team drills here. Day three of our Senior Bowl coverage. Alex Smith alongside Tony Pauline. Tony, we've looked at the linebackers, and it looks like they're in a nickel formation here, so we only have a couple of linebackers out there. Any other positions out here, any other guys in this group that have really stood out to you through the first couple days?
Well, I mean, we look at the safeties there. Darian Thompson in the blue helmet, number four there. He's had a very he struggled today, but the first 2 days he's played well. A lot of teams are talking about him in the middle of round two. I know he's spoken with at least 12 general managers the past couple days. I believe he spent some time with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's a big, hard-hitting guy who I featured in my riser section yesterday at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. He's good against the run. He can play the pass. So he's a complete player.
How about we go back to the linebackers core here, because Tyler Matakevich, number 48, is out there. Obviously a local guy from Temple. A little bit undersized, but definitely a high motor guy.
You see it all right there. He flies up the field to defend the run, and he gets taken out of the action by Willie Beavers, but he fights to make the play. I mean, he's not a great athlete. He doesn't have the size. He's intelligent, and he hustles. So he's going to endear himself to some defensive coordinator's heart because of his style of play. I don't know that he's an every-down linebacker. I think he's a situational guy that will have to make his wage on special teams in the NFL.
One more linebacker we'll take a look at here, number 44 in the middle, Blake Martinez. Another guy is a little bit undersized, but he's shown a couple of good things this week as well.
He's had a lot of good days of practice, missed the snap right there. But Martinez plays smart football, as you would expect from somebody from Stanford, fundamentally sound. He doesn't make the highlight reels, but makes a lot of plays that don't show up on the stat sheets, setting the edge, turning the plays inside, and letting his teammates make tackles. A guy who I think is probably going to be a mid-round choice but could be starting on Sunday.
All right, I think that will wrap things up for our play-by-play segment here. For Tony Paulina, DraftInsider.net, I'm Alex Smith. And for continuing coverage here from the Senior Bowl, stay right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.